All right, this is called Pulling Victory from the Jaws of the Glades, Bobby Angel. She used to work in the Everglades and always knew how to play the game. Whenever they asked and wanted to know, she told them the Everglades, they were the only show. But then one time, she finally got fed up when she scooped the water up in a paper cup to find it filled with all sorts of nasty stuff. That's when she ran off and escaped to the swamp, a place that has everything you could ever want. Forevermore and forever since, she's lived on the west side of a hill they call the L-28 fence. And now she feels free whenever a visitor has an inquiry. She says, oh man, it's so easy to see, it's just shadier and cooler underneath the trees. But if you like concrete and you like gates, then the Everglades, it's your place. Oh, a bureaucratic mind-numbing malaise again, I recommend the Everglades. Or pay $20 to try and see a shark, I point you in the direction of Everglades Park. Inside a dome, that's the place I call home. Water up to my knees and no entrance fees. Gators are grumbling, storm clouds are thundering, and mosquitoes are singing in my ears. I promise you there's really nothing to fear. The Everglades was just a phase. I really don't get the whole craze. I'd rather be lost in the cypress maze, away from the East Coast smoky haze. To catch the twilight's last shadowy rays, and fall to my knees to give them praise, and then stare up into that pitch black night. Just me and the twinkling pinpricks of light. It's where you end, not where you start, that floods the love into your heart. It's where you end and not where you start, which is why the big cypress will always beat in my heart.